Japanese。
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese Class 101。
Welcome to CantoneseClass101.com. I'm David.
大家好，我是 Melody.
And we're here today with Upper Beginner Season 1 Lesson 8. Help me, I can't leave Hong Kong.
应该是在机场或者在入关口那里发出。
Yeah, it's an airport. We're going to get to whether or not this is the Hong Kong airport in a sec. But our dialogue takes place between someone at a check-in counter
没错
and an airplane passenger.
一个乘客同埋工作人员嘅对话。
Yeah, and it is somewhere in the Cantonese speaking world because this is casual Cantonese as always. Let's get to the dialogue.
请你出示登机证。
我登机证唔见咗。
咁俾我睇下你嘅证件。
要身份证定护照？
两样都需要出示。
我两样都找不到。
那你需要重新办登机证。
我证件不见了还办不办到？
办不到。
Once more, a bit slower.
请你出示登机证。
我登机证唔见咗。
咁俾我睇下你嘅证件。
要身份证定护照？
两样都需要出示。
我两样都揾唔到。
咁你需要重新办登机证。
我证件唔见晒，仲办唔办到？
办唔到。
And now with an English translation，
请你出示登机证。
Please present your boarding pass。
我登机证唔见咗。
My boarding pass is gone。
咁俾我睇下你嘅证件。
Then I need to see your documentation.
要身份证定护照。
ID card or passport.
两样都需要出示。
I need to see them both.
我两样都找不到。
I can't find either of them.
咁你需要重新办登机证。
Then you need to get a new boarding pass.
我证件唔见晒。仲办唔办到？
Can I get it without my documentation?
办唔到。
No, you can't. On the one hand, the passenger is sort of being unrealistic.
冇错。
On the other hand, in the Hong Kong airport, usually you only need one kind of ID.
可能应该只系需要护照。
Yeah, I've never needed anything else but my passport. So, you're good enough with one. Don't be scared about coming to Hong Kong if you only have a passport.
我可能个乘客长得特别奇怪，
yeah.
所以先查得严啲。
Yeah. Anyway, our vocab today is all about documentation. Papers that you're going to need to travel. Let's get to our vocab list.
出示
To present
出是出示登机证
boarding pass
登机证登机证身份证
ID card
身份证身份证驾驶证
driver's license
驾驶证驾驶证护照
passport
护照护照证件
documentation
证件，证件，办理。
To handle procedures.
办理，办理，手续。
Procedures.
手续，手续，托运。
To check luggage.
托运，托运，手提。
Handheld.
手提，手提。
Let's take a closer look at some of these words. Since our focus today is on documentation, our first word is a boarding pass.
登机证
Boarding pass.
登机证
When you get this in Hong Kong, don't lose it. It is important.
没错，很重要的。
Right. So you will hopefully never have to tell someone that I lost my boarding pass.
我唔见咗我嘅登机证。
I lost my boarding pass.
我唔见咗我嘅登机证。
If you do lose your boarding pass, you're going to have to get another one by showing them your ID card.
身份证。
ID card.
身份证。
Everyone in Hong Kong gets an ID card. If you're not from Hong Kong, though, you're going to have to use your passport.
护照
Passport.
护照
Or your driver's license.
驾驶证
Driver's license.
驾驶证
So those are three critical pieces of ID.
身份证护照驾驶证
All of these papers are known as documentation.
证件
Melody, can you give us a sample sentence?
譬如说身份证是一种证件
Your ID card is a kind of documentation.
身份证是一种证件
Or the ID card is a kind of documentation.
没错
Finally,When you're getting on a plane, you're going to be asked to show your ID.
出示证件
To show identification.
请出示证件
Right, that's please show us your ID.
没错
Right, the verb there is
出示
And it can mean to present, to display, but you've got to show it to someone.
出示
So rememberThe most critical vocab here are these four kinds of identification you're going to need to travel.
登机证
Boarding pass
身份证
ID card
护照
Passport
驾驶证
Driver's license. And when you're asked, you're going to be asked to show documentation.
请出示证件。
And with that, let's get on to our grammar point, which is about how to say or in Cantonese.
It's grammar time!
Our grammar point today is about how to say or in Cantonese.
定
Right. We hear this in the following line in our dialogue.
要身份证定护照。
Do you want an ID card or a passport?
要身份证定护照
Right. So we've got two choices and we're giving someone the choice of either A or B.
身份证定护照
The critical word here is
定
or
定
And usage is easy. We just put this between two nouns.
没错
Right? In our dialogue, of course, it's ID card or passport.
身份证定护照
But you can use any nouns for this.
是啊，没错
Right. So you could say passport or driver's license.
护照定驾驶证
Do you want my passport or my driver's license.
你要护照定驾驶证?
Or if you're traveling, you can ask someone, China or Hong Kong.
中国定香港?
Do you want to go to China or Hong Kong?
你要去中国定香港?
If you're still having trouble with Cantonese, you might ask someone if they want to speak English or Cantonese.
英文定广东话?
Do you want to speak English or Cantonese?
你们想讲英文定广东话?
Do you want to speak English or Cantonese?
你想讲英文定广东话?
And if you remember, in our last lesson, we covered how to buy a computer. When you go to the store, the salesperson might ask you, do you want a laptop or a desktop computer?
你想要手提电脑定台式电脑?
Do you want a laptop or a desktop?
你想要手提电脑定台式电脑?
So this is actually, it's a really easy grammar point.
是啊,没错。
Right? It's just one sound.
定。
You just have to get used to putting it in between two nouns.
除了名词之外,动词都可以。
You just have to remember to put it between two nouns or two verbs.
没错,动词都可以。
Yes. Do you want to eat or shop?
你想吃饭定行街?
Right.That's all the time we have. Before we let you go, though, we do want to remind you we have premium transcripts on the site.
如果你们有任何问题,上来看看。
Right. We've written down the vocab lists, the dialogues, everything that we talk about is there in the PDF.
非常之有用。
Yeah, it's really useful, especially for reviewing things the day after.
没错。
Really helps make things stick. For now, though, that is all the time we have. If you have any questions, come visit us on the site.Our address one more time is
CantoneseClass101.com.
I'm David.
我是 Melody.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you online.
下次再见，拜拜。
请你出示登机证。
我登机证唔见咗。
咁俾我睇下你嘅证件。
要身份证定护照？
两样都需要出示。
我两样都找不到。
那你需要重新办登机证。
我证件不见了，还办不办到？
办不到。